Hi, welcome to Gardening Related. This is Aunt Rebecca in Oregon.
And this is Elizabeth in New York.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Did you sell any houses this week?
Yeah, I had an open house, and it was a very successful open house. So, we got a house under contract and, another closing coming up. It is a busy market and it is chugging along.
And this is only the beginning of spring. Can you imagine? I'm going to sneeze in a second.
There. Bless you.
Thank you. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in summer for you?
Oh, it's going to be busy.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know. I have some amazing first-time home buyers that I'm working with, and they're just so much fun to work with. Yeah, it's great. How's the weather over there?
Wow. Haunt said it snowed this morning.
Okay.
It was 78 here last week.
What? This is
and
madness.
It snowed this morning. Thank you, global warming.
Oh my gosh.
I always thought Oregon would become the Northern California of the United States, do you know? But thankfully, yeah. I don't want that because Northern California is way too dry. Mm-hmm. Southern Oregon might become Northern California. They're getting dry and really hot. Mm-hmm. But I like it cool and rainy up here, but not snowing in April. That's crazy.
That's madness. I mean, that's New York weather.
Yeah.
We had hail on Sunday.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So weird. So weird. Well, we were at a friend's house and they're up, at a higher elevation.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, straight up hail this yesterday. Yesterday.
That'll put chinks in all your leaves.
Well, today it was 65 and I went out to the garden and did some gardening. It was beautiful, sunny.
What did you do today?
I planted onions.
Good.
Uh-huh. So I...
We planted onions together when you were last year in Oregon, remember?
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah. Yeah.
Onions take an enormous amount of rich soil.
Well, I planted them right in some really good manure and compost soil.
Good.
So real Perfect. Good black stuff. Yeah.
Good.
Good black, rich soil.
Excellent.
Beautiful. Yeah.
What kind of onions did you plant?
I planted about 10 red onions and about 15 white or yellow onions.
Yellow onions. Good. The red onions don't keep as well over winter. Although,
yeah, that's why I planted less of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just eat less red onions.
Okay. But you can, what I did, I planted a huge flat of them. You helped me that one year. And they came up and you left and they came up in the fall and Haunt started, we started pulling them up before it got really, really cold. And we dried them because they need to kind of harden off a little. And then I braided them.
Okay. Yeah. And I've seen that.
And it wasn't that hard. It really wasn't that hard at all. And I just braided them quickly thinking I'll do a better job later. Well, it was a fine job and we hung them in the kitchen and I used them all winter.
That's awesome. So you just braid and hang them.
Yes.
And like, so you don't take their stems off. You leave the, and that's what you
braid
together?
I left the stems on, but you have to break. If you want them to get hardened off, like I would break off the yellow ones because the yellow ones keep more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you break them off and then they harden off and they get a little bit bigger and then you pull them up.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. So, and then you pull them up? What do you
so
mean?
So the yellow ones break the stems when the stems start turning brown.
Okay.
Not break them off, just break them so that they're all floppy.
Huh.
And then let the bulb get itself juicy and bigger for a week or two. But this is
so it's putting the energy into the bulb, not into the stalks.
Yes.
Got it. If you wanted to seed them, because I've seen all of this various stuff about seeding onions. Oh, it's difficult. Don't try it. You know, blah, blah, blah. It takes a lot of energy. So I bought, I guess like starts. Starts. Or like little tiny little onions.
Yeah.
Yeah, they little tiny like things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So, yes, it goes back into the bulb. If you, I've been thinking about doing this with real onions versus alliums, which are a decorative onion. So today's the 11th of April and 2022, and it's my mother's birthday, your grandmother's birthday.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. If she was still alive, she would be 105 today.
Wow.
I know. Good for her. We'd both be in Missouri. Miserable.
Yeah. Yep.
Because
eating corn pone and bacon.
Yes. A Landrum dinner. Yep. God help us.
Landrum but, dinner.
And we don't, I have made a chocolate cake that would have fallen.
Yep. As is tradition.
I was trying to write Mary Berry yesterday to give her the recipe for this chocolate cake.
To see if she can fix it.
Yeah. But it said she doesn't take any kind of culinary requests. None. Mm. And I'm like, dang. So I got to find somebody local, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, have you seen that Netflix show, Is It Cake?
No. I haven't. How did I miss that?
Well, they bring in these great bakers and they make all of these cakes and, you know, they look like sneakers or a soccer bowl. Or fast
television
food.
Sets. Yeah.
Yeah. And then people have to guess, is it...
If it's cake.
Is it cake?
Okay, then. Good to know.
And it's actually surprisingly hard. And, you know, who knows? Maybe everything around us is just cake.
Oh, you know, if we could get behind that.
Right?
If the consciousness of the planet could get behind that, there would be no more war.
If we all just thought... Cake. All at the same time. Like, yeah, no more war. That's great. No more hunger. But like, let's also turn everything into cake.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Gardening would be a little tough because you don't want to water that cake too much.
Oh. Yeah. No. No.
Anyway, we were talking about onions.
Onions. Yes.
Onions. So the yellow onions, you break the stalk. I truly don't know if you break the stalk on the red one. I didn't. I just let them grow until, you know, in Oregon, it frosts very late and we had a late fall this last year. And so then I braided them and all was well. Two or three rotted and fell off the braid at the very end. But it was like now, it was like April. But the rest of them I used and loved.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm so excited. And, you know, like just talking about like the cost benefit of growing your own food. Yeah. I bought 80 onion starts. Is that what they're called?
Onion starts? Onion starts. That's good.
I bought 80 onion starts for $3.
Yes.
I didn't plant all 80 of them. I'm going to...
Thinking about that.
Yeah. Do you think they'd still be good to plant next year?
No.
Oh, shoot.
But I do think that you could plant them around in your flowers. And while this year...
That's brilliant.
While this year, they will just come up and be a stalk. Mm-hmm. Next year, don't dig them up. Next year, they'll be a flower.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
A beautiful bulb. You know, a beautiful round bulb flower. Orb.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
And if you do want, if you do have a late fall and you're short on a... onion, you could go out to the garden and dig one up.
Exactly. I mean, I planted about 25 onions, 10 red and 15 yellow. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, an onion now is $2.50, $3 for one.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
It is amazing. You could also make a row of them around someplace. I don't know if your groundhog will look at them as food. Some people say that alliums and in the onion family really repels rodents.
Oh, okay.
Also, Elizabeth, when it gets warmer, whatever roses you have will start to grow. And as they grow, aphids love the green new tips. and they start sucking the stems of the green new tips, and the tips can turn kind of yucky. And aphids are, they don't bite, they're easy to squish, and they're born pregnant.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's
they're
so
born
horrifying.
Pregnant.
Oh,
so no matter
God.
What you do,
I think,
oh my God, I just hosed these down yesterday, and they're back. So you have to hose them down. I had a girlfriend, a really fabulous master gardener in California, who used to get a very shallow bowl of Dawn dish soap water, you know, 1/10 Dawn to 9/10 water. Mm-hmm. And she would tilt the stems into the water.
Okay.
So that they would be covered with dish soap, dish water. And then that would kill the aphids. And she'd walk on and she'd just do that. Now, I have 250 roses. I can't do that.
So could you spritz them?
You can spritz them.
Okay.
And you have one or two. But for people that have a lot of roses, like I do, I started, and I knew that I was going to have a lot of roses. I went to the store and I bought garlic, heads of garlic, just like you put in your best Italian dishes. You don't have to have the fancy kind. You just put in some garlic and you divide up the cloves. You divide up the head into cloves and you plant it around your garlic, around your roses. You plant the garlic around your roses. And when you do that, it wards away the aphids.
That is so cool. I love that.
What I didn't realize is I forgot I'd done it. Years go by. I don't have aphids. I don't have aphids. Or if I have them, they're very little and I can just spritz them off a little bit. But all of a sudden, I have these huge allium-like flowers.
That's
they're
amazing.
They're huge. They're
and they just keep coming back?
Yes. They're 7 feet tall.
What?
And in my long border, do you know my long big border in front of the house?
Yeah.
A regular allium gets 3-4 feet.
Yeah.
That's not enough for that big bed. So as you're sitting on my front porch, you can see these 7-foot globes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I mean, that's just a whole nother reason to love garlic.
Yeah.
Right? Like garlic really is the best.
It is.
It is it not is the only best. Yeah, I mean, I double all of the garlic in every recipe, you know.
Yes. So
put three cloves in, I'm putting 6 or 7.
Yes.
But that's just a whole nother reason to love them. They're amazing flowers.
They are amazing flowers. It may take them 2 years to do that, but so what?
Yeah.
In the meantime, you get aphid protection.
Seriously. And so would you dig up the garlic around your roses?
I would put the garlic far enough out from the roses to allow the roses to grow 2 or 3 years. Then as you cut back the roses in the spring, in the early spring, your garlic is still there.
Okay. Yeah. Because when you dig in to get your garlic, you don't want to hurt the rose root.
No.
Right? And, is that like a...
And you're digging at a clove. Mm-hmm. You're not digging at a head.
Oh.
You're putting in a clove.
So the clove doesn't turn into a head?
It probably does in time, although Haunta and I dug up a thing and it was a whole bulb. Like an onion. However, I think it was this great big clove. What you do is you put in just a clove. So you just stick your finger in the soft soil down. The rule of thumb with growing bulbs is that you put it 4 times the height of the bulb.
Oh, that's pretty deep.
Yeah. So. Huh. Remember that your rose is going to come out and grow a lot, and that this garlic bulb, this garlic clove is going to shoot up 3 or 4 feet. So you don't want it meshing in with the rose. So put it out a few feet and watch what happens. And do it, you know, 4 or 5 cloves per huge rose.
Right.
Three or four cloves for... a small rose.
Right, right. That makes sense. Yeah.
And it's cheap. It's a clove. It's not a head.
Yeah.
It's a clove. And eventually it will make a clove, in which case you could dig them up then, I think. I've never truly tried. All I know is that I have these huge alliums.
Turns out you're actually growing a gigantic garlic farm.
I am. I am. It's a garlic farm. That's all it is.
I love it.
I've truly never harvested them, but that's okay. I like the flower instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it shoots up 7 feet. So what the heck?
That's incredible. Of course
I have great soil too.
You have great soil. And are these just like grocery store garlic cloves?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like nothing special.
Nothing
random
special.
Old.
Go to your cheapest garlic place, you know, the cheapest garlic in the supermarket and buy some and put them in the ground.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
So how are your chickens? You got the chickens.
I got the chickens.
I love it. Where are they?
I should have Forrest bring them in. they're in Forrest's office, and
how is he dealing with that?
He's doing just fine.
Oh, God love
him. He's making it work. It's okay. I mean, they're not going to be in there forever. We're obviously, you know, going to put them outside eventually. His spring break is next weekend. So he and a bunch of our friends, we have had so many people offer to build the chicken coop with us.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
Like when are you building the coop? Can we help?
When are they laying the eggs? Could we have some?
Yeah, yeah.
Believe me, you're going to be overrun with, you know, 6 chickens. You're going to be overrun with eggs.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I also was reading about, I want to say waterboarding, and I know that's not right.
No, you don't mean that.
Water glassing.
What's that?
It's where you take the egg.
Yeah.
And they have to have the membrane on them. So you don't wash your eggs. Your eggs, when they come out of the chicken, they have
this
little protective membrane. You can't see it, but when you buy store-bought eggs, they're washed off.
Yeah.
Which is why they need to be refrigerated.
Right.
If you have regular eggs, of course you know this, being a longtime chicken farmer, you can just leave them out because they're good. So you take the egg, and I think it's like a vinegar concentrate.
Do you pickle them? Is that what you're trying to do?
So you don't exactly pickle them, but you start with a clean vessel. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
You add enough water so that the eggs are submerged. And and then you put lime in, not like the fruit, but like the lime.
No, agricultural lime. Yeah.
Agricultural lime. And you just like gently tilt it so that the lime is incorporated.
Yeah.
And your eggs will stay good and fresh for months, if not years.
Really?
So if you have a surplus of eggs,
you could do that.
Like in the summertime, and then they're not laying in the winter, that's the way to do it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
There you go.
Okay.
The glories of TikTok. Honestly.
Of niece Elizabeth and her brilliant mind. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
So
because we've come
up
with some really rotten eggs in our cooking thing. So I don't know what's good and what isn't good after, you know, a month.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Of course not. And they all look the same, and you're putting the new ones because you get 6 eggs every day.
Yes,
that's a lot of eggs.
And you have a lot of friends to give them to. You may not be able to do this until a few years from now.
We'll see. Well, they're not going to start laying till like what? August?
August, probably? September.
August, September. September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. But they're great. We named them all.
I saw that on your website. That's so funny.
Yep. We have Penelope and Annabelle and New Jersey and Blackbeak.
And Thelma and Louise May.
Thelma and Louisa May. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic.
It's all six of them. And they're great. They're growing so fast, too.
Aren't they? Isn't that a miracle?
Oh my God, it's crazy. Like we were looking at them and playing with them yesterday morning, and then we went out for the day, and when we came back, it was like they have more feathers.
Yes.
They definitely have more feathers.
Yes.
They are definitely taller today than they were yesterday. It's absolutely,
I love it when that happens.
And
I would get up and it's like, oh my God, there's a tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a coxcomb. There's a this, there's a that. It's like, How did you do that?
Yeah, they're starting to get their coxcombs. I was nervous when I saw the first one. I was like, oh no, are you a boy? Please don't be a boy.
No.
But
no, though,
I don't think we're allowed to have boys.
And good for you. You don't want a boy.
I don't want a boy. Although they do keep like the hens together.
Yes.
You know, they do a good job of herding them.
Yes.
But I don't want a rooster.
You won't have one. Don't worry.
No.
Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have talked to you upon occasion about something metaphysically called the law of abundance.
Yes.
And I was thinking about it this week and how we were talking about seeds and how miraculous they are. Oh, and yeah. Some people who know me know that I used to deal with a lot in metaphysics because I used to be a channel, mm-hmm. and sometimes still am, but not professionally very much anymore. Anyway, and I learned about the law of abundance from a woman in New York, a black woman in New York, fabulous woman, named Amy Bell Alatunji. And Amy Bell told me about the law of abundance, and I didn't get it. I was this Missouri girl. You had to show me.
Yeah, show me state. Yeah.
Right. And the story she told was that you had a cantaloupe seed. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she said, and you plant that cantaloupe seed. Yes. And I said, you know, and I'm this upstart 24-year-old who thinks she knows everything. And I said, yeah. So you get a couple of melons. How is that the law of abundance? That'll feed you for a couple of days. She said, no, no, Rebecca. She said, that's not what you think. I said, it isn't. I said, what do I think? She said, you think about what you started with. I said, what do you mean? She said, you start with the seed. How many seeds do you have from two melons? And I went, oh, yeah, more than you can count.
Yeah.
Yeah. And suddenly, a lot of the Missouri skepticism of two melons big woo went out of my conversation, and I began to see that with an unlimited supply of seed, mm-hmm. God does create the law of abundance in great supply. Like, you just don't believe it. You just can't believe it. So if you grow those onions, Elizabeth, mm-hmm. those 12 or those 15 yellow onions, and you let one of them go to seed, mm-hmm. you would have more seeds than you know what to do with. First of all, you'd have a beautiful bloom. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have more seeds than you know what to do with. Now, they say that allium, the ornamental onion, easily reseeds. Mm-hmm. Easily. So most of the onion family does too. It can reseed easily.
Oh, that's great news. I love that.
It may take it a year or two to get up to a big onion.
Right, right.
But we have seen the starts that are little bitty. So if you put it in killer soil, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So you start with one onion that you've let go to seed. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have 200, 300, 400 seeds next year.
Yeah.
I just think that's a miracle.
I agree. I completely agree. I mean, it's like we think 1 + 1 = 2.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
And that's so reductive to the actual nature of the universe that we live in.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay, 1 + 1 = 2. Sure. But with light, water, soil, and a little love, 1 + 1 is actually an endless chain of
that's right.
just seeds and growth and fruit.
Yeah.
And abundance.
And that's why it works not just for seeds, but it works for money that way too. Mm-hmm. You know, Amy Bell said to me, when you have your last dollar, here it is in my hand, what would you do with it? Would you and I said, oh, you'd close your hand and you'd keep it. She said, no, how could you let in more money get in? You open your hand and you set it free in the universe and more money comes your way. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? She says, okay, let's imagine that you get a $2 rebate check in the mail. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, some people would say, huh, that's only $2. And you say, no, it's not just $2. It's $2 more than I had. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. universe. Thank you. And the next week, something else comes your way. And the next week, it gets bigger and bigger. And that's how you begin to create a bigger and bigger pocketbook.
Yeah.
By being grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And by seeing it. Anyway, back to gardening. So that was the law of abundance, everyone.
Growing all types of things.
Now, you asked me a little bit about companion planting.
Yeah. So I'm planting my onions, and I've been a very bad study. I haven't written out an exact chart of where everything's going. So...
That's okay.
I planted the onions, and I think, so I planted some garlic last October, but I don't know if it's going to come up because I've added 4 inches of soil on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that probably buried it and killed it. And
how far down did you plant it before you added the 4 inches?
Only like an inch.
Well, you might have some. Might be late, but you might have some.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I planted the onions over there because I'm like, we'll keep everyone in the family together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I have some green beans that are going to go in around there too. And I'm thinking like, I really should look what will do well with onions because they're stinky. And I feel like, you know, they may not make great neighbors with others.
I'm looking it up. What not to plant next to onions: carrots, beets, cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, turnips, radishes, tomatoes, lettuce, strawberries. It doesn't say beans.
Okay.
Now, before I would do that, I would Google it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
because I kind of planted my onions. I think I planted onions with strawberries, and I don't know if that was true or not. But they both seemed to manage just fine. One, because I wanted the tall shoots, and two, the strawberries were flat, so I could tell which was which easily enough.
Oh, that makes sense.
And get to them. but check it out and see. And, you know, Elizabeth, I told you that when my first year of gardening, I had a seed catalog from Montana
mm-hmm.
that not only told me what to plant with what, so that they would do well. But it gave me a recipe or two with it and how to grow it and all kinds of stuff.
I love that.
I didn't have any kind of a memory either. So I would take out the, you know, beans, mm-hmm. my green bean seeds.
Yeah.
And I would look around the garden for where I had a space for them. And then I would get out that catalog and I would read it front to back.
Mm-hmm.
About green beans and about was it going to go with onions? Was it going to go with marigolds? Was it going to go with this one or that one? And I would have to read it 3 or 4 times. Don't feel bad because you don't know it down cold. I've been gardening for 35 years and I still don't know what grows with beans or with onions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't feel bad about that. I have to read every year about that. There are certain things I do know in flowers. For example, when I went on this garden tour to England, it was the time of the year, late June,
mm-hmm.
when the roses had just come in. They're a little bit later than they are over here. Ours come in early June. Theirs come in late June. And almost every garden I toured had campanula blooming next to the roses.
What is campanula?
Campanula is a group of plants, campanula, of about 150 or so different varieties. They had a campanula lactiflora, which won't mean anything to you. It's kind of a bell flower.
Ooh, pretty.
Yes. They grow about 2 to 3 feet. They're usually in shades of white or pink or purple that usually go very, very well with a rose. So the rose is beautiful and up there and blooming. Clematis can be on it or not. And then you can plant some campanula in front of it. Now, campanula is easy enough to seed. Lactiflora is hard to find in America for some reason. So if you can find some seeds, that would be easy and to do. But there's, like I said, the garlic is there. There's Veronica. There's all kinds of other plants. Your job this year, because you're a newbie in your area, is to look around every week. Take with you a notebook on your house tours.
Yeah.
And see what's blooming. And write it down. You know, this week it's tulips, or this week it's daffodils. Daffodils, crocus, tulips, and I don't know, lilac, whatever. You put down all of the things that are blooming at the same time per week in your area. And then by next year, you'll know. You'll know what to plant with what. What you like and what you don't like. When do the azaleas bloom? And also, it changes a little bit every year. Some years there'll be a cold spring. Some years there'll be a hot spring. You'll plant with the greatest of intentions. Every gardener knows this. The greatest of intentions of having this massive floral display, and three things come up. And they're on opposite sides of your bed, and they're kind of stringy. And you're like, what the heck? And then all these weeds come up instead. And you're like, what did I do wrong? And you'll learn. You'll just learn.
Yep. Nature has its own plans and its own way of dealing with things.
And it does. And you really think, okay, I've got this. It's going to look like this. I'm going to control it. I've planted it this way. And it never shows up that way. It's like, how hard is this? It's hard. It's hard.
Because you're working with a partner that you can't really communicate with and sit down and say, hey, can we agree on something? It's just Mother Nature's just going to do her own thing.
And so gardening teaches you patience and tolerance and respect. Oh, my goodness. So much respect. So as you go forward, learn how to laugh. You know, you plant, if you get those peonies that, if you get blossoms from those peonies next year, congratulate yourself. It's like, woohoo.
Well, things are starting to really come up in my mystery garden beds.
Oh, good. Tell me.
They're just coming up. I don't know what they are. So I was looking out of my window a couple days ago and I'm like, what is that? Is that a red bird? Is that like some like red trash that we have like just laying in the garden? I should really go down and pluck that out. And I was down there today and it's this adorable red, like bright red thing that's sprouting up in the flower bed, and it looks very promising and very interesting, and there are several of them. And then I'm having some blooms come up where there was a hosta last year, but there's like 30 of them. 30
That could be a hosta.
Okay.
That whole thing could be one hosta, because a hosta, each leaf is a spear, is a stem.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably hosta.
Okay. Well, you can always move it or dig it up or give it to your dad.
Yeah.
Or your mom.
That's true.
You know, you need a gift for Mother's Day when she gets back.
Yeah. Give her some hosta.
Yeah.
Not my favorite plant, but that's
my mother's favorite plant.
She really? Her favorite?
God, she loved hosta. She loved hosta. I just, it was like, oh gosh. I'd never heard of it when she discovered it. And if I had known that I was going to be a master gardener, I would have told her a great many more things, but that's okay.
It's just, it's like the cabbage of flowers.
Yeah.
It's like just...
Oh, hosta lovers out there, forgive us. We just like things that are blooming more. It's yeah. not your fault.
It's not your fault. And it is a plant that I just don't get it. It's just
I don't get hostas
pretty.
Either. And God love us. You know, we're going to get the hosta haters of the world. We're the hosta haters of the world here.
Yeah. Yeah. We really don't want to offend the hosta lovers.
No,
they're dangerous type of people.
They are. They
God forbid we get. Yeah.
I prefer
rabid hosta.
I prefer a stilbe and lily in my shade garden versus a hosta.
Oh,
although,
okay.
I do have one that I inherited that is... beautiful white and green, beautiful. Mm. And she's huge. I couldn't move her.
Wow.
So I put an evergreen cedar next to her, a little one. And so she's very dramatic. There's this white flat and then this spire of green. So
oh,
it looks very
cool.
dramatic.
Yeah.
So I can live with that.
You have Plus to style them right.
Yeah. And I never go to that side of the garden anyway. So I never really
Fine,
see
do
her.
What you want. You're over
yeah,
there.
It's okay. And all the hosta lovers that come see my house are like, oh my God, Rebecca, that hosta. And I'm like, yeah, it's nice, huh?
Yeah. It's over yeah. there doing its thing.
Doing its
but
thing.
But check out my 200 roses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Priorities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people will come to your garden and talk about theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's... I'll tell you about that another time. But there's a way of touring people's gardens where you don't talk about yours. You talk about theirs and their blooms and their garden and how they grow it. And oh my goodness, and isn't it beautiful? And yeah. what you've done.
Yeah.
And most people don't. Most people want to talk about their flowers, their garden, their troubles, their victories.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have to be patient with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're a guest, be a good guest.
Be a good guest. Be a giving guest.
Yes. Compliment people.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I walked through Bouchard Gardens. It's up in Vancouver Island. Mm-hmm. And it's cool weather garden.
Yeah.
Even in summer. It's beautiful, beautiful garden. And there was a stand of blue poppies, Himalayan blue poppies. They're harder than hell to grow.
That is so cool. I mean, blue is like the coveted color.
It's really, really blue. It's turquoise blue.
Whoa.
It's shocking. I've tried to grow them for years, and it's too hot here. But they had a stand of them, about a 6 by 6 foot stand of them. And there were benches nearby, and Haunt and I sat down on the bench because I just wanted to stare at these things. And here came another couple, young. And there was something amiss. They were having an argument.
Love it. I love overhearing that. I'm sorry
I couldn't
if that
overhear
makes me a bad
them.
Person.
They were very... No, it's okay. They were very discreet about their words, but clearly they were very upset and talking back and forth. And they moved on. After a 3 or 4 minute argument, they moved on. Not one glance at the blue poppies.
Oh.
And I thought, I have missed many a thing in an argument. Mm-hmm. Many a thing. And I thought, I'm not the only one. So when you go to a garden, if you're going to argue with your person, walk away.
Yeah.
And go,
yeah.
And go look at the gardens yourself. It's yeah. much more fun. You'll see more.
That's so true. Yes, there is a right and wrong place to have an argument.
Yes.
And it's not that it's, you know, inappropriate to have an argument. Sure, I mean, like, you don't want to air all the dirty laundry out in public. But also, like, you're going to be missing things if you're
yes.
arguing at, you know, this gorgeous. I think I've been to the Vancouver Garden. It is stunning.
It is stunning.
It is so, oh my gosh. It's incredible what they do.
Yes. And also, when you do tour your garden with people, and you will,
yeah.
they'll say, show me your garden. You walk on the inside towards the flowers.
Oh.
Here's why. because they're going to be talking to you and they're going to have their stories. And if they're facing away from you, they're more interested in their story.
Uh-huh.
And they don't see the flowers.
That's true. Oh, yeah.
So you are the inside thing. You make sure that you're on the inside of the flowers so that they have to turn and you can interrupt them and say, and here's the cosmos. I grew from seed and here's my garlic. And guess what, Mom? Here's the onions. Or guess what, Dad? Here's this. Yeah. Or guess what, you know, Brooke? Here's this. So you get to interrupt them with what you're walking by next.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've had people tour my garden and not take one look at the bed.
Oh, that is heartbreaking. Oh,
they
my
gosh.
They
were so busy telling me about their life and how horrible it was. Oh. And I'm like, you're missing something. And I should have said to them, would you excuse me a minute? I have to go, you know, make up something.
Literally,
excuse.
Stop and smell the flowers. I mean, yes. I could not shut up about my... crocuses when they came up. I was so over the moon. And I think I was a little too over the moon. But
you can be totally over the moon. Go ahead. Be over the moon.
Other people were just like, yeah, okay. It's a flower. And I'm like, no, I planted this in the fall and I waited anxiously all winter because it was a gift to future us. And it's here now. And isn't this amazing? And look at it. They're just like in the grass. It's so cool. And they're just everywhere. And then 10 years from now, they're going to take over the entire lawn. And the lawn is just going to be crocuses.
I love you so much.
At least that's my dream.
That's a great dream.
Right?
That's a great dream. It's a great dream.
Yeah.
You know, Haunt and I saw daffodils planted in orchards in England. Mm-hmm. And by the time we got there, the daffodils had died, but they hadn't mowed the orchard around where the daffodils had to grow still to let them, to let the greenness go down into the bulb and feed it. So there were these swaths of tall grass in the orchards. And we came home and we said, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to do that in the lawn under our trees. Because there were blooming plum trees, ornamental plums.
Yes.
And the daffodils are coming up at the same time that the plum trees are blooming. Mm-hmm. And we started with one bag. It was about 40 daffodils in this huge piece of yard. Now, it fills the yard.
Yeah.
It's so heartening to see that.
Yep.
So
it's stunning. It's stunning when those daffodils are up underneath your plum trees.
Plum trees.
And then the plum trees bloom just as the daffodils are going down, right? So it's like, oh, you're looking at the ground, and then over the weeks your eye shifts up and
it's beautiful.
It's enlivening.
And your crocuses will do the same if they don't get eaten. Daffodils have the added advantage of making a wild, your mouth numb. Any piece of the daffodil will make your mouth numb. So they know better. For some reason, all of wildlife has been told, don't eat daffodils.
Well, I planted some of the crocuses along with daffodils.
Good.
So I'm hoping that will deter them.
I've done that.
And the daffodils are starting to come up. They're
good.
They're, you know,
they're
budding
sprouting
right now.
Good.
Although I did find one head on the ground, and I peeled it open, and it was a beautiful daffodil, you know, ready to unfurl in there. So, you know, I confirmed that it was a daffodil. So I think our friendly neighborhood groundhog got a little greedy and thought he'd try.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can replant that. Put it back down into the ground.
Oh, just the head?
Well, no. I mean, if
you've
like torn
it
apart. No.
No, it's the bud. Yeah.
Okay. But if you find other bulbs, I would invest in some very fine chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
Very fine, like half inch.
Yeah.
Half inch wide. If they make it that fine. I don't know if they do. And I would wrap your bulbs in that chicken wire, and then plant the chicken wire with the bulbs in it in the ground so that your groundhog is deterred by wire as well.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I've been thinking, are your tomatoes tall?
Oh, yeah, the tomatoes, they're not super tall.
Good.
But they are, they do have their secondary and I think their tertiary leaves.
Good.
So I'm thinking here, I'm going to transplant them.
Yeah. I was going to suggest that you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And give them some really good soil.
Yep.
And some manure. And if you've got a gallon pot.
Really?
Instead of a 4-inch.
Okay.
Well, you have to remember that you're not going to sink it all the way down to the bottom, but you are going to put some of the stem underground so that it will root as well and make it a very strong plant.
Right, right. Okay. Okay. I have to get some larger pots for sure.
Call up the garden clubs and see if they've got some to give you. I bet you they have 10,000 to give you.
I'm going to look on Facebook Marketplace, I think.
Good idea.
See what I can get.
Yeah. Does Troy have a garden club?
I don't think so. We do have a
farmer's market.
We have a great farmer's market. And then we have something called Capital Roots, which is an awesome local program that does a ton of different stuff, all related and around gardening.
Wonderful.
Yeah, including like community gardens, ending food deserts in the city of Troy, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to be volunteering there in another couple weeks.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I actually know a couple people who work there. Yeah.
I'm so excited. I want to hear all about that when you get going.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Good. You need to make a couple of older women or men gardeners who have too many pots in their sheds.
I think you're
right. That's what you need. That's what you need. You just need a few contacts.
Yeah, because
just to get you started.
There's so much to share when you're gardening. Like, I didn't plant all 80 onion starts. I have, you know, probably 60 plus onion starts that I can give away to someone. So if anyone wants to do an onion start large
pot, those community
trade,
gardens are going to want them.
Yeah, that's true.
They are. I mean, I don't start a dish without slicing up an onion or dicing up an onion.
Right? Right? Yeah. It's the first thing that you need in any good soup or casserole or whatever else.
Anything.
Anything.
Tacos, anything.
Yep.
So that's because you're such a good cook.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking like, what do I use? What do I eat? And that's what we plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, cilantro. I'm
growing
like
massive
good
amounts of cilantro. I don't care if he doesn't like it. I do.
You know, at my wedding, somebody brought a cilantro pesto.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah. I thought it was very inventive.
Yeah.
Especially for Taos. Anyway.
I love that. Yes.
I know, me too. I thought I'd give you that because you're going to grow so much of it.
So what are you having for dinner tonight then?
We got sandwiches and a Caesar salad from Gwen's, which is, this wonderful sandwich place in town. What are you having for dinner?
We had leftover tacos. And
oh, perfect.
They were missing cilantro, which is why I am growing more.
Good. Understood. Tomorrow, I'm going to do a beef bourguignon because it's cold here.
Oh, yes. Yes. That sounds really good. Yeah, we're going to get, so it's gorgeous out today, and I was hoping that the weather was going to stick around, but it's not. It's going to be totally rainy for the rest of the week. So I'm making bean soup tomorrow.
Oh, yes. I remember your string bean soup. That's great.
Yeah. Good Hungarian soup recipe. Great with some good rye bread.
Elizabeth, did I tell you to get Blue Lake beans?
Yes, you did. Okay. And I got the bush beans. So I got
bush
beans
are much easier.
But then I went back and I got bush. Yeah.
Good.
So thank you.
Well, you're going to be beaned up. You're going to be giving away beans.
How many bean plants should I plant?
Well, I would plant a packet of seed, bush beans.
A whole packet.
I would plant a whole packet. And then I would be overrun with beans usually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But but I love green beans. And there was one year when I canned them, and I didn't like the end result at all. But you see, you've got more friends, and probably less gardening friends than I do. I have people that garden around here and they're all giving away their beans.
Right, right. So when it's bean season, everyone, you can't, yeah.
But you could do that with your mom and your dad and all your friends and like that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Do your real estate people garden?
Oh, I know. I always ask that of clients of like, well, do you garden? Because with every house, I'm always pointing out like, oh my goodness, look, this is the lilac that's going to be beautiful in a couple of weeks.
For you.
And like, I mean, there are some houses that have just incredible mature landscaping.
Yes.
And I always say like, you could not buy this.
You can't.
You can't plant this. This is 30 years of hard love and work and energy and tons of money. Some do, some don't.
What about your other real estate agent people? Do they garden? Otherwise, you can give beans to them.
Yeah.
Good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to kind of line up your donors.
This is true. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a couple of friends who are starting their first gardens this year. And they're having fun with it. They're sending me pictures of the worms in their garden. And
good.
I'm sending them pictures. Yeah, the worms in my garden. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very important. All right, sweetheart.
All right.
We're at 46 minutes, and I think that's good for today. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah. Well, we had like another 5 minutes on top of that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, who cares?
Earlier.
They'll never know it because Haunt will fix it.
We have total faith.
We do yeah. have total faith. Yeah. So I will talk to you, Anon, next week.
Yes.
Hopefully... even though it's going to be rainy and crappy, it's great time to plant some cool seeds. Go buy poppy seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Poppies need cool weather.
Okay.
And sunlight. So don't cover them.
Right, right. I remember you said.
Cover them with some tool. Remember, I've been telling everybody to go out and buy tool.
There's going to be a run on tool. I have a ton of tool now. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. So go put some poppy seeds in because it will take them a while to sprout, but all seeds need moisture. You can't let them dry out. It's like a neonatal unit. You can't leave them for a second.
Got it.
So go plant stuff like that or cosmos, you know, things like that. It might be a little cold for cosmos and zinnias, but the poppies I know need that cool.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
All right.
I do have a packet of poppies. I'll plant those tomorrow.
Excellent.
Yay.
Mix them with sand.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I love you whole bunches.
I love you whole bunches.
I will talk to you next week.
Yes. If not sooner.
And give those chicks a kiss from me and give Forrest a hug.
I will.
All right. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
Check us out on TikTok at Gardening Related. Our website at gardeningrelated.com and our Instagram at gardening.related. Ask us questions, buy supplies, leave your feedback, and give us some love.